Blog Talk Radio.
Show. It's all about you every day from 10 to 10:30. It's Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a special day for all mothers. People really appreciate their mothers. Call in 347-637-1577. About your mother. Wish them a happy Mother's Day. Make sure your mother is happy today. Do things that you can possibly do to make things good for your mother. Be right back with all the Mother's Day wishes. Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's Mother's Day, and mothers are the most important people on this earth. Everybody has a mother, and everybody loves their mother. Very few people don't like their mother. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. We're talking about mothers this morning. I'll call you on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yes, hi. Good morning. Just called in. I wanted to just wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. I mean, to be a mother is such a blessing in one's life. And I have four children myself. And everyone is different. Everyone is different. Everyone is a different blessing. Everyone, you know, they have different problems, you know, and concerns. But I just, you know, and with that, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to everyone out there, all the mothers, all the sisters, and even those that don't have children. I just want to also wish them a blessed day as well. So that was it. But basically, I just called in. I just want to listen to the show. I really enjoy the show so much. Oftentimes, I call in. I just listen in because I really enjoy it. So thank you, Russell, for, you know, having this show.
I want to thank you. Okay. I want to thank you for being such an awesome mother. You are a mother beyond a mother. To have the four children and to be able to take care of your own personal life and take care of your children's life is commendable. So happy Mother's Day to you also.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Fantastic. Okay. We're going to bring up Jennifer, you in there?
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer?
Yes, hi.
How are you? Fantastic. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm calling in to wish everybody a happy, all the ladies a happy Mother's Day. And I wanted to share my experience as being a mother. It has been a challenge and a trying time for me. But, you know, you live and you learn, and every year is a more wonderful experience as being a mother. I'm also a grandmother / mother, and it has been also been a wonderful experience to be able to joy in the bliss of my daughter's, you know, her first Mother's Day. And I would like to wish my great-grandmother, my both of my great-grandmothers, my Nana, as well as Mary, a happy Mother's Day. My Nana is 91 years old, and my grandmom is 85. Mary is 85, and it's truly a wonderful experience to be able to live all those years and still, you know, be able to enjoy Mother's Day one more year. So
well,
I'm calling
it's a
everybody.
Blessing. It's a blessing to be a mother, and it's a blessing to really share in motherhood. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to share what's the most difficult thing about being a mother. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Don't forget the upcoming events. May 21st, we've got the Cruise of a Lifetime on the waterfront. Bus will pick you up from Channel N, take you to the cruise, and also party on the boat with the awesome black card holders. You come right back, and the shuttle bus takes you back to your car. It's $55. Tickets are going fast. Go to BeThereMagazine.com and get your ticket today. Jennifer, I want to say to you, this is my daughter. She is such an awesome mother. The brave kids. Tell us, Jennifer, what is the hardest thing about raising children or being a mother?
The most difficult thing about raising kids and being the mother to me is letting go. Cutting the umbilical cord once they get of age, adult age, to let them go. Because during the number of years that you're raising, nurturing your child, teaching them and guiding them and steering them in the right direction, knowing that what you instilled in your kids, the knowledge of learning how to become an adult, the person that they God chose them to be, it's hard for a mother to just let go, knowing that at a point in time in their life that, you know, they have to make their own decisions. A mother is used to making decisions for their child, and that is the most difficult part of my kids, letting them go and going off to being the mother, my daughter being the mother that she possibly can, and my son being a man that he possibly can.
Gina, what's the most difficult thing about being a mother for you?
Oh, okay. You know, I would have to agree with the young lady that just spoke. I think that you said that was your daughter. But, you know, I know my children are grown. You know, the oldest one is 40, down to 24. And I still have a problem with that letting go syndrome because, you know, you always want to give counsel. You always want to help them out. You always... You know, and sometimes they just say, look, Mom, let me make my own mistakes. And it's like, I want to say, why? When I can help you. So I think that's part of the letting go as well. So I'd have to agree. I'd have to agree with your daughter. Yeah.
Well, it's a blessing when you can help your children. Like you said, you always there trying to help people. But at some point, they don't want your help. They want to do things on their own. You know, being a mother is a serious, serious attribute of being. For a man, it's a different state. A man does not want his mother to mother him. It's called being tied to the apron strings. For a man, it's the most difficult thing is when the mother won't let go. and the mother keeps trying to do things for the son. Make sure he has a car. Make sure he has money. Make sure the man at that point loses his man card. So most men don't want the mothers to be doing things for them forever. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what motherhood and what Mother's Day means. Mother's Day is really a day that people celebrate. It's one of the most popular days other than Valentine's Day that people celebrate. We'll be right back with Russell Price Morning Show. Welcome back. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the world. To be a mother is exceptional. I'm here in Philadelphia, broadcasting live from my mother's house. I'm broadcasting live from Philadelphia, West Philadelphia, at my mother's house. It was a pleasure to come in at 2:30 in the morning. 2:30 in the morning, and my mother gets up and walks down the staircase. Open the door, I see her eyes aglow, I sit on the couch, and she looks at me, and she hugs me, and she kisses me, and she's 91 years old. What a blessing to have my mother at 91 years old, walking on her own, talking on her own, and looking me in her face. I went upstairs to the bedroom, the guest room, and I'm sitting in the guest room, and I'm sitting there just going through some paperwork, and she comes in to the door, and she sits on the bed. She says, "Let me fold your clothes. Let me fold your shirt." She's still my mother. She folded my clothes. What a blessing at 91 to have a mother. I love her dearly. Give me some experiences that you experienced with your mother that you really, really cherish. So what do you think of mothers, especially your children, when you have your children, what do you think they really admire about you as a mother? Jennifer, you go first.
My experience with my kids, I think that they most admire me as, like, helping out, lending a helping hand every now and then. Like being able to babysit my grandson whenever my daughter needs to go to work. As far as my son, you're absolutely right about being letting go with that part of the son. He don't want me to do anything. He wants to make his decision on his own. So I see him slowly maturing into a young man that he wants to be, because he don't want no help. He don't want the helping hand. He says, "Mom, stop treating me like I'm a little kid," that, this, and the other. So I absolutely agree with you when you said about, you know, the boys is different from the girls.
Oh, way different from the girls. A boy is way different from a girl when it comes to the mother aspect. Mother,
right.
Boys want to cut the apron string. Now, when it comes to girls, like you say, that first grandchild, the young girl, she's so in awe in having a baby. She is so grateful for her mother, because the mother can show her things about being a brand new mother. This is your first opportunity to have a Mother's Day with your daughter, but she
yes.
is so appreciative of you being a grandmother, because that's what my mother did for my mother. My grandmother did that for my mother. When me and my sister were little, my mother, who is now my grandmother, she took care of me and my sister for my mother. And my mother now at 91, my great-grandmother, my grandmother is gone, but my mother reap the fruit of us by her having her mother babysit for us. Give us your aspect also, Zena, on what your children love about you.
Well, you know, I kind of want to capitalize on what you said, because my mother, you know, she had to work and whatever. My grandmother was really in the home and raised us, okay? So here again, I you know, can capitalize on that, because I think I'm a really good grandmother, because I'm retired and I can help with the children, and that really helped my children really love that. But the one thing that I did get from my mother is her strength. You know, my mother was a very strong-willed individual, and I must come off like that too, because my children, you know, whenever they do come to me for help or guidance, they always say, oh, you don't want me to call my mother, you know, so they know that's it when they call upon me for assistance, you know, with someone or with, because I think they see the strength in me that my mother passed on to me. So I think that's the one attribute my mother passed on, was her strength.
Well, you are an excellent grandmother. You left Washington, D.C. to go back to take care of your grandchildren, to make sure that your daughter was secure. You've done things way beyond the mother should be doing, because you are retired. You had your own life. You were so popular here in Washington, D.C. But to leave all that behind and come back and take care of your daughter is phenomenal. I mean, to make sure that the kids are enough. Same thing with Jennifer. You know, she basically, you know, has really, you know, done something that's really phenomenal, because now her daughter, who has an ultimate career, is able to do that career because she, as the mother, is there. And she appreciates that. Her daughter appreciates that two times fold, because without her daughter, you have to pay exorbitant fees to somebody to babysit. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're going to take another break. We're going to talk about, it's closing of the show, we're going to talk about why mothers are so able to do things, and why mothers are such a force in this country, in this world. Without a mother, where would we be? If mothers neglected their responsibility, where would we be? How could that possibly be a world without mothers? We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Welcome back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you, networking on the radio. And today is Mother's Day. Mother's Day, the biggest day holiday in the world. It's the number one holiday for florists, for candy. Nothing competes against Mother's Day except Valentine's Day. How could you walk in the house, not make a phone call, not send a flower, not say something to a mother? All mothers deserve the utmost accolades, the utmost respect, the utmost diligence for what they do, because to raise a child, if it wasn't for a mother, my mother raised my sister and myself as a single parent. I watched her get up every morning and go to work and come back from work. And then, like you say, my grandmother was there to make sure that we were secure, took the pressure off my mother while she worked with her bare hands every day doing. And now I look at her today at 91, secure in her own home, living her life. And also, as a son, my dedication to my mother was, she told me, do not get locked up and finish high school. And I never, ever ever had a bad relationship with my mother and never gave my mother any conflict. When I come see her, it's a happy day. I want you to talk about how this world is on the shoulders of mothers. Jennifer, you go first.
Well, how is world? I think it's like this world is on the shoulders of mothers as far as lack of mother and parenting skills. A lot of kids are practically raising themselves because of whatever sort of reasons. You know, their mother passed away, their mother's not able, medical reasons, and stuff like that. I think that the world needs a lot of, you know, the children needs a lot of nourishing and hugs and love and support and compassion with kids, because kids need that motherly instinct to be in the world and not be able to communicate or talk to your mother, or you know, have a relationship with your mother, causes a lot of men or children to rebel and have this like empty feeling. Because from my standpoint, a mother gives you the nourishing, the love, the support. She teaches you how to be a person. The man, on the other hand, the father teaches you how to become a man, and you know, he's a cord, he spoils the daughter to a certain extent. But the mother gives you that influence. She teaches you how to do things, how to survive in the world. She shows you different things. You know, she teaches you how to wash clothes. She teaches you how to take care of yourself. She's there for support. She gives you that extra push, the encouragement. She moves over. She kind of medicates the sores and the bumps in life that you go through. So for the world to not be able to have a lot of mothers out there to support their kids, it's like a rough spot for the world. That's my opinion.
I agree with you 100%. We've got a new caller on. Carolyn, you on there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning. This is Carolyn Robinson. She is the current Be There Magazine Woman of the Year 2013. And also Gina, who's on, has been Be There Magazine Woman of the Year. Tell us what you want to tell us about mothers, Carolyn.
Oh, well, first of all, Russ, I'd like to wish your mom a happy Mother's Day. And, of course, my mother, who is 92 years young, I would like to say. Today is just a day. We recognize our mothers every single day. And today is the day where I think all of the things that we have been given, that has been given to us by our mothers, culminates today with family and with just knowing that and letting her know, letting that mom in your life, whether it's your biological mother, your aunt, your stepmom, whoever that person is that has been in your life to just lift you up, inspire you, give you the things that you need to become the person you are today, that person has to be recognized, that person has to be loved, especially today, shown and given and acknowledged that they are loved for all that they have done, all of the sacrifices that they have given in their life so that you could be who you are today. A mother's love is a love that you will have not, like no other love. Whether you are married or single, you will never have a love like a mother's love. So when your mother is gone, you want to have the sweet memories, the memories that you know you were there for your mom, and the love that she has given to you, you were able to return to her.
Excellent, excellent said. Gina, tell us about the world without the shoulders of a mother. The world really lies on the shoulders of mothers. What would the world be like without mothers' shoulders to lean on?
Well, you know, I think I can sum that up in one word. We call it Mother Nature, you know. And that just falls back on, you know, peace, calmness, serenity. However, you don't want to make Mother Nature mad. You know, so I just think it, you know, with the women coming together, women can love each other. There's a nurturing, a nurturing there, you know. You got father time, but you have mother's nature. and that's nurturing. So I think that's how I would describe it.
That is excellent. I am going to do what Carolyn said today for my mother. I'm going to show her the appreciation of what she's done for me. My sister also, for what she's done for the world, what she's done for society, what she's done when she put her work in. My mother made flags, the United States flag. I call her the Black Betsy Ross. She made the flag. She put the stars on the flag that goes into the White House that sits in the Oval Office. It's a blessing to have my mother in the frame of mind she's in and the love that she's shown to others and what she's done now is still a blessing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want our closing statements. This is Mother's Day. This is Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's called Networking on the Radio. We'll be back with closing statements. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Networking on the radio, the most powerful networking radio show on the planet. We're talking about mothers. This is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the world. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your love. Thank you for what you consider commitment to your child. You didn't have to do it, but you did. So many mothers give up their children. So many mothers are not what they call mothers to be. They had the child, but they did not have the child within them. And I want to give the respect to all the mothers who took that part of their life and gave up their life for a life. It's very, very important. Closing statements. We want to go with Carolyn Robinson first. Give us your closing statement. Carolyn, go ahead. Carolyn, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead. Dina, give us your closing statement.
Okay, yes. I would like to close with just saying that sometimes we think, you know, that we didn't have the mothers that we should have had. But I think that we're just all charged with doing more and trying to do better and to draw on the things that we did get. We should always be positive, you know, with our mothers. And I'm sure all the mothers, you know, including myself, we did the best we could. We're not perfect, but I ask our children to draw on the good things that you see that I've tried to do. So that's what I would like to close with today.
Excellent. Jennifer, give us some closing statements.
My closing statement will be, as a mother, there's no good parenting book as to be the perfect mother. So you go back off of what you learned and from your ancestors and down from ancestors to ancestors. You go back to what you were taught and learn how to become a mother. There's no right or wrong way. There are only choices that you make. And some choices might not be good, and they might be bad. But the choices you make, you learn, and that's where wisdom comes in to help you become a better mother to your children. Because in order for you to be a better mother, you have to make a ton of mistakes. And it just only gives you experience and wisdom to teach your child on, and their child. So that's what I'm going to close with.
Fantastic. I want to close with this. When it comes to mothers, I had nothing to do with who is my mother. I didn't understand it, didn't have anything to do with it. I just hit the mother lottery. I hit the Mega Million lottery. I got a mother that is a mother beyond a mother beyond a mother. From the time I could open my eyes and was breastfed to the time I started walking, the view of my mother has been completely positive. My mother used to beat me beat me with a strap. I didn't look at that as being abused. I didn't look at that, oh, she's a horrible person. I did something to be beat for. I did something that she needed to beat me for. And every beating that I got, I saw the love in her eyes. There was never a cuss word. There was never an angry of talking to me in derogatory manner. She just took the belt buckle and knocked upside my head. Every welt I got when I laid in my room and heard, and felt the welt, I knew that my mother loved me because she wanted me to do right. And as I got older, there was no more beatings. There was no more beatings because I was in the right frame of mind. I knew right from wrong, and all I saw was love. To the time I left Philadelphia at 18 years old in 1966, my mother sent me a card, a Easter card, a Thanksgiving card, a Christmas card, every single year. When that card came in the mail, I knew the love that my mother had for me. When I came to Philadelphia and opened the door, it was open arms. And this day, 2014, at 2:30 in the morning, the door was still open. I walked upstairs. The guest room was still made. The bed was immaculate. I laid across the bed, looked at the ceiling fan, and my mother walks into the door, the same mother I knew when I was 4 or 5 or 2 or 3. That's my closing statement. I hit the mother lottery, the mega million of mothers. That's it. BeThereMagazine.com. Tune in every morning from 10 to 10:30. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. ¶¶